The government is trying to get a better handle on the problem of homelessness, which is notoriously difficult to track. A federal report released this week estimates there are more than 750,000 homeless people in America, presenting challenges for communities in every state. Tonight, ABC's Brian Rooney reports on the innovative way one California city is dealing with the problem.
Beneath Santa Barbara's hills of multi-million-dollar houses, these motorhomes at the beach are not driven by tourists. Their owners are homeless people like Carlos Cortez and his wife Naomi, who work hourly jobs and scrape together enough money to buy an RV.
What do you think is the attitude of this city toward people who are homeless?
I hate to say it, but we're like urban blight.
Call them the mobile homeless, a growing population living in cars and motorhomes, usually no kitchen, no bath, no shower. They used to go to these showers at a public tennis court until the tennis players had the water shut off. And this image-conscious city even tried to push them out of sight with a tough new parking law. No motorhomes on city streets at night, only 2 hours during the day. Under constant threat of tickets and towing, these people kept moving at all hours of day and night.
I would be stressed to the max all the time because I don't want to lose this thing.
That was until the city was convinced to take its public parking lots that empty by evening and use them as safe havens at night for the mobile homeless, supervised by a local charity.
And we have to seriously look at the problem and find alternatives. And this is a weird alternative, but it is an alternative.
When 7 o'clock rolls around, little communities spring to life in 11 parking lots.
That brought back into my life a routine. I come here a certain time, I stay here a certain time.
Now Naomi Cortez can wake up rested and bicycle to work supervising the deli department at a supermarket.
A lot of my coworkers, they're like, wow, you live in an RV? And I'm not ashamed of it. I live better than a lot of people here.
Of course, Santa Barbara is reluctant to have this as a permanent arrangement. The city and some of the mobile homeless are looking for something better.
We're working and we're trying to get out of where we're at.
But for now, home is where he parks it. Brian Rooney, ABC News, Santa Barbara, California.